This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Yes, she is across my Zoom. It's her. It's the one. It's the only Sarah Farasia.
David Yontif, we have breaking news left and right here today.
Last week, I heard something happen that you want to talk about.
Oh my God. We've had
breaking news from a week ago, but tell us what it is because we haven't talked about it yet. Tell us what it is.
Karen Huger involved in a serious car crash in Montgomery County.
She okay? Yeah.
She's okay, but apparently the car was basically totaled. I'm sorry, the Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset drama with her husband. Actually, you know what? He's not as hideous as I first thought.
He wasn't hideous on the show.
Really?
Well, okay, he was no great shakes, but he wasn't so bad for all the money he has. Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay, that's actually a nice photo of him. Did you see, though, the pictures of him being arrested for this domestic violence incident? He's hideous, darling.
Last week, he got arrested. Apparently, he threw a bottle with glass at Miss Quinn, and it hit the baby, and then someone said the baby was fine. Another person said the baby was rushed to the hospital. This is, we got to investigate this one a little more.
Look at this. I'm sorry. I don't care if you have $1 billion. Are you waking up to that? You're telling me you're sucking that off.
Look, Christine.
Are you seeing this? Like how he was arrested? No.
Honey, her fashion budget is like she just kills it on. I mean, Christine Quinn, I don't think misses being on the Netflix show. She is just at every front row.
He didn't know he was getting arrested. He couldn't have gotten a pair of pants on.
Honey, I think when they come to arrest you, I mean, the one time I was arrested, nobody told me that the police were coming to the door.
What?
You know what I mean? Honey, everyone's been arrested. Come on. I mean, I'm a free woman, aren't I? Look, you always get arrested for something. No one took me away. They just said, do you want to come with us? I didn't realize you didn't have to open the door and say no. So then I called the lawyer and the lawyer's like, you're like there, like you're in the police and you're with your phone.
It's Yontif. He's back up.
He's like, up. Are you arrested or are you not? I'm like, I don't know. They knocked on my door and I said, sure, I'll go wherever you want to go. You know, that's all.
Miss Yontif, back up.
Darling, we have actual gossip to get into other than Miss Yontif here.
You cannot tell us about the time that you were arrested and the police showed up and not tell us what it was for. What were you arrested for? Were you arrested for domestic violence?
No, you know, I, you know, don't come after me because I'll like, you know, come after you. And it's not even like I threaten things. And if you come after me, I'm going to come after you. And some people don't like that. They say it's harassment or whatever. Well, don't come after me because I'll make your life fucking miserable. That's all. Mind you.
I didn't know this. You're kind of in that mob world. Okay. Honey. I got it.
During the jail thing. All right. But then listen, I had the phone and I'm just like, the lawyer's like, I don't understand. Like, you're in a room by yourself. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, the door's not open. I can't just go have a martini here. He's like, but you're with your phone? Like, you're just sitting there calling me, chatting away. He's like, I don't think it's that serious, but you know, we see that we do have a legal issue here, Miss Yontif. And when you are let go from this police establishment, why don't you come and find me? So then I went to the lawyer. So it all went away.
My God, I didn't realize you could also audition for Mob Wives. I didn't know you.
I mean, listen, sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, it was just a nuisance that I had to spend $1 to make go away. You know what I mean? Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, someone must've thought they were in danger. I don't think I can just call up and say, could you arrest Miss Yontif today?
Well, I mean, like if you have, listen, honey, the bottom line is before we move on, just, I've said it before. People think I just say things. People think I make things up. Just don't fuck with me, okay? Please. Just please don't go there, everybody. And everyone will be fine.
This is very... We will move on. We have a lot of housewives.
No,
this
it's
is
very interesting with Miss Quinn.
No, it is. Look, the amount of people in domestic situations, I don't believe that they are well. I feel like drugs or alcohol have to... I mean, people hit each other sober all the time. But this is very sad. And to me... I'm a mom, you guys know I really want to be a mom again, but when you get your babies involved, they know, even at a young age of 2 and 3, I mean, they know what's happening in the house. They feel it, they sense it. And for them to get to a point where he threw a bottle that then injured their child that had to be transported by ambulance and he's arrested, you're not in a good place. You are not in a good place. And my guess is that's not the first time that it escalated to that point. So this is terrible.
It's not good. I mean, Christine is just fucking epic. She's epic. I think she's one of the best reality stars ever. And she is gorgeous. So I understand your point about him, you know, her being with someone less favorably attractive. And it is horrible. Well, and I hope that it all, I hope it all goes okay. You know, I do. Hope it all works out for her.
Oh, I mean, I'm with a bald man, so what do I know? But I don't know, when he was arrested. And I guess when you're arrested and you're in your bathrobe and you don't have your contacts in, it's a whole different thing. But I'm sorry, pass. Like, that's okay. So I
again,
have a black...
for anyone being arrested, I don't think they always give you a heads up. Like, we're coming.
I love men so much, but I think over the past couple of days, I've been watching. Men are my weakness usually, but I've been so grossed out by men. Now I know why Kyle's a lesbian. I mean, have you been watching? I've been watching that documentary Quiet on Set. I mean, the men are so gross in that. I mean, Dan Schneider.
Now, did he? Oh, I know God. He went after Drake Bell. Did he go after girls too? Was it ever? I mean,
well,
I haven't watched.
Dan Schneider has never been accused of sexual misconduct. He's been accused of bullying in the workplace, being highly inappropriate. And basically, over the years, everybody on the documentary said that this Dan Schneider did these skits with these underage kids that pushed the line, basically with all these cum shots. Like, they were always getting quote-unquote slimed, but, like, the girls were getting these, like, slime. Jamie Lynn Spears, like, they always, like, had, like, a cum shot to the face. And Dan, they would all, behind the scenes, the whole crew that was over the age of 18 would be laughing hysterically. And if you didn't
laugh... I remember the Nickelodeon... slime. I mean, I never thought that was a cum shot. It's just slime to the face. That was supposed to be a cum shot.
Then there's a scene Ariana Grande, where she's drinking a bottle of water upside down in a tank top and the water spilling all over her chest. Now, look, I think in the context of the entire show episode, I don't think you think these things are inappropriate. But then when people talk about Dan Snyder being a weird ass on the set, being difficult to work with, retaliating against employees that didn't, you know, go along with his antics, including one female writer, he wanted her to pitch a skit to him while being bent over a table and pretending she was being sodomized. Like, I mean, he's
that's a little inappropriate for the workplace. You know, I can
and
see
people
that.
Actually, on our podcast, people actually commend us for not talking about people's appearances. They like that. So I don't want to go there. But recently, I've seen so many hideous men. And I think to myself, Dan Snyder is a hog. And I'm sorry. I could never. And everybody, you know, at the time, 20 years ago, he's a genius. He's a genius. It just, I don't know. I guess I worked in radio with men that looked a lot like Dan. And they were so gross. And they would never get any normal woman in the real world, except for they carved out their niche of power. And they're just slovenly and disgusting with teeny peckers. And they somehow succeed. And Dan Snyder is so nasty. And these poor girls, everybody would have to pretend that they loved him. And he was a genius. And he was a huge hog. Ugh. I'm sorry. And now I will not talk about
I wish you the best of luck in tracking down Kyle and pursuing your newfound love of the ladies, thanks to Dan Snyder. So I support your decision. Thank you everyone listening to the podcast. According to Sarah, you like that we don't judge looks. I really don't. I mean, it's an object, you know, I mean, I've said before, I discriminate, you know, when I want to stick my tongue down someone's mouth, I discriminate based on looks and body, but as human beings, I don't. Where do you want to start? You know what I find very interesting is, well, where do you want to start? I mean, do you want to start with, I want to start with Nene and Portia, believe it or not. If you guys are anything like me, you are busy, you're working, you're having a great social life, you're on the go, and you just don't have the time or patience for meal prep or grocery shopping. Am I right? That's why I love Home Chef. Home Chef is a meal delivery kit, but they're so different than all the others. Home Chef is the best because it's chef-designed recipes. They're fresh ingredients. And like I said, they're delivered right to your doorstep. And there's such a variety. You can choose from recipes that are ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes. Home Chef has everything you're looking for. Yesterday for lunch, I had miso glazed salmon with sesame cauliflower. The day before, I had jalapeno beef sliders with potatoes. And tonight, I'm going to have lemon shrimp Alfredo. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/velvetrope. That's homechef.com/velvetrope for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/velvetrope. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Oh, you read my mind. I was going to say to you, Nene Leakes, victim or victorious, okay?
Did you read the text messages, apparently? Between her and Portia. Well, you know, she's got a job. So first of all, you know, good. That's good. I don't think Nene will ever be back on Bravo. I don't think Nene will ever be back on NBC. But she just hosted the Bad Girls Club reunion a few weeks ago. Now she's on the Upshaws. Kim Fields, Atlanta. We're tying it in. We're tying it in. So look at Miss Kim Fields coming back. It's a job. Nene's professional. She shows up. She's going to do a scene with Portia. It's a job. It's a check for all of them. I've said before, I could film a scene with anybody as long as the check clears. I don't care. It is work. It's not work. It is separate. I truly don't intersect work. I have no feelings. So Nene shows up. She's in hair and makeup. She's doing the job. And the next thing you know, Portia is not coming to the job. Miss Williams does not want to film the scene with her. They replace her, I believe, with Miss Bailey, Nene said, Cynthia Bailey. And Nene now goes to her Instagram and does this video where she seems truly heartbroken and upset. And tell us about these text messages, because now we're releasing text messages between her and Portia, where it turns out, you know, Portia feels that she wasn't there to support her during the divorce. Talk to us, Sarah.
Well, Nene, it looks like, reaches out first and says, I am shocked that you did not want to work with me on the Netflix set. I thought we were cool. I fought for you on RHOA during one of your first divorces to stay on the show, especially as a single mother. I went to bat for you. And here you, why would you not show up for me and be professional? And that's when she wrote back and she said, you know, it's a lot deeper than you're making it out to be. Sounds like Simon, Portia's soon to be ex-husband, and Nene's on again, off again, current boyfriend have a relationship. And that Portia feels as though Nene and her man took Simon's side, and that Nene did not reach out to Portia when the news broke of their divorce. And Nene says, I was trying to give you space. I didn't want you. And Candy, our girl Candy Burris, has said this too.
Yes.
Didn't reach out to Portia because even though I'm not a part of the show, I didn't want her to feel like I was pumping her for information. And Miss Leakes used kind of a similar situation or scenario comparison. And Portia was not happy with that response and says it goes a lot deeper than that. So
could it go a lot deeper that Portia is getting divorced from the cash cow? And Portia has a new cash cow, and it's called Daddy C, Daddy Cone. And by the way, Andy is not affected by this at all. Nobody has spoken to Andy behind the scenes at Watch What Happens and says, keep your dick in your pants, because, you know, Brandy is claiming this. McSweeney is claiming coke. Keep your dick in your pants. Andy seems to be just as wild as ever, because when Lucas Gage was just on, he said, you know, you're going to have a total like hard on for this movie that's coming out with Jake Gyllenhaal. And Andy's like, yeah, I'm going to be bricking, man. I'm going to be bricking the whole time. It's like porn. Or Lucas said that, but they're not cutting back. Could it be that Porsche's is what's really happening is Bravo and Porsche's is saying, I got my $1 million check back and I don't need Simon. And I don't want to be seen next to the devil, Nene, because Nene is persona non grata behind the gates of Bravo. And me, Porsches, wants to keep my $1 million because the RHOA is in the fucking toilet and I'm finally allowed back in. I mean, is that possible? I'm actually asking everybody.
No, I think that I actually feel like that is actually 100% accurate, that she wants to distance herself. That's the first thing I thought of when she refused to shoot with Nene is... she has cut all ties and she doesn't want Daddy Cohen to think for one second, because it's great to see Nene working again. You and I talked in depth about how much we love Miss Leakes, and she should call us and take, you know, our upcoming podcast course and consulting options, because she should be distributing her own show at a very low cost, and she would be number one on the charts, because unfortunately Wendy Williams is never coming back. So but Miss Leakes was so lost in that sad interview with Bethany. So it's good to see Nene working. I like this little tidbit of drama, but I agree with you 100%. I think it's like, oh, nope, I just signed a new deal. And I think that RHOA is going to be leaning very hard on Portia Williams to bring it, because they're in trouble in that franchise. I mean, they've even gotten rid of our girl Marlo Hampton, who was on for many years, and Marlo fought so hard to get that peach. There's a lot riding on Portia. And I think Portia, this gig for several thousand dollars, whatever it was, ain't not worth the opportunity she's going to have with Bravo.
I agree. You know, I do agree. And I do think the RHOA is in trouble. Anyone that doesn't think so, I don't know what state of denial you're in. It's 2024. We are in a new year, guys. You got to get with it. Portia and Kenya leading the series. I have some hope, but, you know, I'm not overly optimistic, but I've got some hope. So I agree. So good for you, Nene. Portia, just be honest next time. And that is that. What do you think of, do you think that, you know, I have this new theory about Beverly Hills. Could it be possible that Kathy, and I don't think it's because of the reunion, but I like how Kathy said, I was coming for her, Sutton. She faked it. You know, look, it's kind of like, you know, you can tear down your family, but people from the outside can't. And the minute the people from the outside can tear down your family, you are going to defend your family like a mama bear, even though you got to just fought with your family. What if Kathy comes back? And what if, and then we'll talk about all these rumors that are circulating that they're circling around Rinna. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. But what about if Kathy comes back and instead of the Kathy tear down, we saw Kim and Kyle at odds for a lot of the show. We saw Kathy and Kyle at odds for a lot of the show. What if Kathy comes back and she's united with Kyle and it's here she is and nothing is resolved between Kyle and Doree. And nothing is really resolved currently between Kyle and Sutton, even though they had a lunch. And Kathy is here to put Miss Sutton in her place. No one can step up to Sutton with her $300,000 a month, but Kathy can. And Kathy will have her sisters back because that Sutton said, you have two sisters you already lost. And that's what Kathy was coming after Sutton for. You don't put Kathy's name in your mouth, Sutton. I like Sutton. I like everybody. I'm just saying, I don't know what these producers are planning, but couldn't that be something they should be planning, that Kathy returns and she is Kyle and Kathy together? There's no family drama. We've already seen the family drama with her and Mauricio. She's got a lot to say, that Mauricio. We have a rat in the corner scurrying, and her name is Tamara. And now we've got some woman over here that has a lot to say, and her name is Mauricio. So what about if Kathy, what do you think of that? Kathy comes back and helps Kyle put something in her place. And you know what? It saves your job, Dorito. It saves your job because she ain't so happy with you either these days.
I think you nailed it.
Are you just saying that? You don't have to agree with me. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you.
No, I actually agree with you.
You like that plan.
No, I think Kathy is back. Rinna is not. Now, you might have inside scoop. I don't. I do not think Rinna is coming back anytime.
I don't think so.
Because we're getting ready to pick cameras back up here in April. And I think it's too soon. I don't think the ratings were good enough. They were still pretty strong. We don't need Rinna. You know what I mean?
She's not coming back, everyone. And by the way, there's nobody from the past we're circling, okay? Denise came back at epic scene, upside down jacket. She goes on Watch What Happens in upside down jacket. It doesn't matter. Denise is not coming back. I love Donna Tachi, Grammer Meyer, love her, but she's not coming back. We're done with these past people. You know, maybe we'll sprinkle in a Kim. If we have Kathy there, we might sprinkle in Kim because everyone wants the show with the three sisters. So we might have Kim appear on too, but I don't think we're going to see Donna Tachi. I don't think we're going to see Richard's Denise. I don't think we're going to see anyone from the past. We're not going there. And maybe Anne Marie will lose her job. We'll swap out Anna Marie for Kathy. I still think everyone might come back though. I do. And I think we might just add Kathy. I don't know. And then that's it.
Was at that reunion for a reason. And I think we've realized with Paris in Love season two, Kathy loves to be on television. You would think with all the money, you know, all the money and everything, but Kathy loves the limelight, loves it. So I think Kathy is back. Maybe
who,
it's a friend.
Me? Love. That is the most absurd thing. I can't have someone banned from Beverly Hills.
Meanwhile, she knows damn well she could have everyone on the damn street band from Beverly Hills if she wanted.
I don't care. Kathy can do what she wants. I love my Kathy. So anyhow, I think Erica Jane is back. I think Sutton is back. Does Anne Marie come back?
Don't play coy. Don't play coy. I don't know. I could see it both ways, girl.
I liked Anne Marie. I actually thought Anne Marie seemed very smart. I think seems very smart. Loves it. I love that she has a medical degree. I hope they give Anne Marie one more season because I believe Anne Marie's storylines were overshadowed by Marcellus and the alleged sexual assault allegations from his college days. I think that we probably got a lot edited out with him.
And she did the job. She wasn't afraid. I think kind of feel justice for her too.
I like it. I like RHOBH. While we're on RHOBH, what did you make of, you know, Mauricio has responded to Paris Hilton saying that he has ridden her father's coattails and her father is a consummate gentleman. And now Mauricio is speaking up. And of course, it's all going to play out on Beverly Hills, on buying Beverly Hills. And he says it's just sad that Paris, you know, is getting in the middle of it. And
you know what they say, you always punch up. So I think that Paris should not respond to this. She doesn't need to punch down to Mauricio. Mauricio's punched back up. I think it's great for him to clap back on the heels of the show is back now. It's dropped. But if I were Paris, I wouldn't clap back because you always punch up. You never punch down. You know, you just move on.
Get a lot involved with this podcast drama.
Yeah. It's
like you'd be punching way down. Why?
Yeah.
Jeff Lewis wants to meet with us? Okay.
Joel, Jeff Lewis just apparently, someone said, they're listening to my episode right now with Stu, and they're telling me he mentioned you in the podcast by name. All right, well, what the fuck did he say? Did he give me shade? God, Sarah, it's never...
The rest of these podcasters punching way down, way down, way down, way down, way down.
They're wasting their time. Speaking of which, what did you think? Do you have it in front of you? The RHOP reunion looks.
I do. I could tell you my best and worst dress. Wait a second.
Yeah, I mean, we did it for Beverly Hills. Who is like your overall... Who the hell is this?
Are you looking at NECA?
I'm looking at NECA. That shows you how much I remember NECA from this season. I got a lot to say about these looks.
You do? Okay.
Who's your best and who's your worst? There's a lot of middle of the road things going on here for me. But who's your best and who's your worst?
I have four best dressed and three worst dressed.
Oh my gosh.
Four and four. I have four best and four worst. My four worst are the worst of all, I believe, is Robin. Sorry. Robin takes, I don't know if this is like a jumpsuit. I don't feel like it helps her figure. I do love this black and white look overall. I feel like we haven't seen that in a minute. I love that the ladies leaned into the black and white.
Robin is your number seven.
Mia is my number six. I'm sorry. I don't know. What is this? She's laying down. Mia, to me, she just always looks like a stripper. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It just never looks fully classy. NECA is going to be my number five. I don't know. My number four is, I love my girl, Ashley Duobi. And, you know, I know she's embracing the kind of pantsless look, but I don't know. The gloves always look so old to me. They, for the most part, my best dressed. My best overall dressed is the Grand Dame. I love the Karen Huber.
Really?
Age appropriate.
Oh boy.
This is hideous. I don't know. I love it. I love the hair.
We might have some disagreements. We have some agreements. Yeah.
Wendy, Miss Osefo, second best dressed to me.
Oh, God.
I love the tacky necklace. Third, Giselle. I think this is one of the best looks I have seen on Giselle. Looks young. It looks youthful. The hair is back. The one strap off the shoulder. The leg. Give me leg. And then, my girl Candy Gal, although Candy Gal and Ashley Darby look like they're almost wearing the same thing. But I like Candy Gal. There you have it. Tell me yours.
I mean, number seven for me is definitely, definitely Robin. I mean, I agree with you. What the fuck is this? Number six. Yeah. Number six is like, I actually love this. Okay. I'm going to do a last minute change. Number six to me is, Wendy. I actually, this necklace is throwing, I think this is so weird. I think Wendy looks horrible. I think the hair is horrible.
Really?
Number five, the Grand Dame. I hate this kind of thing just sticking out at the top. Yeah, she looks okay. Number, so that's 7, 6, 5. Number four, it's only because I actually love this dress. Okay, wait, number four is Giselle. I just think it's boring, but for Giselle, boring and elegant is good. Number three, but I actually hate it. I do think she looks like a stripper, and I think she looks so fucking tacky. Number three is Mia, because the dress itself, I love this dress. Like, if this,
really?
You know what?
She's too busty for her, it,
yeah,
though.
Like, I'm not into these big boobs, these big fake boobs. Just, it's they're stripper-ish. I don't like them. But I love this dress. Number two is Candy Gal. And number one, I think, is Ashley Darby. I think it's so on trend with the pantsless. And I love that, like, it kind of covers one leg. And I don't know. I think this is, and, like, Ashley isn't, like, busting out of it. So it's showing a lot, but it's, like, doing it in, like, more of a refined way. I really like Miss Darby.
Where did you put NECA?
Oh, shit. I'm not trying to do this on purpose. Obviously, NECA. Okay, let me. NECA would be, believe it or not, you're going to find this shocking. NECA's my number two.
A best dressed NECA is your number two.
I think I love this. Yes. Ugh. I love it. I love this. I love it because she's also not too busty. It's covering the bust, but it's showing some chest. It's sexy. NECA, it's number two. I love it. I truly love it. Sorry, NECA, I keep forgetting about you. But you know what? The whole season, I forgot about you. You try to bring this fake storyline of witchcraft, and I'm just over it.
Everybody's over NECA. I don't think we're going to see NECA again.
No, I don't think. I think we're done. We're done, guys. The P is not. You want casting news about Potomac? You better wait a day. You better wait a week. You better wait a month. I say 3 to 6 months before we know anything about Potomac. 3 to 6 months.
Four came to mind.
It's over, guys. It's over.
You know, I'm a DC expert. I first job in radio was in DC right after college, and then I built my career there. So I was on the radio for 9 years in morning radio and then television for Fox 5 DC. So I know the market really well. And I can tell you they're having a very hard time casting. It's why Real Housewives of DC didn't work. When you live in different cities like New York, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Orange County, and then you do DC, it's a whole different vibe there in Northern Virginia and Maryland. It's politics. It's more closed-minded. It's lobbyists. It's lawyers. Those are the ones with the big money and influence, and they don't want to be on television. The wives can't.
New York is hard in the sense of, like, the finance people won't do it, and it's hard to film in New York. Here it's easy because, like, every fucking restaurant, I mean, we're all in the industry here, and everyone is, like, understands the, like, you're going to show the marquee, like Lala and Katie were just at the Henry. Katie's like, I haven't been here in a minute. You know what I mean? It's like, so I think that's why LA is easy, because every restaurant, every place is going to say yes. Sorry, close. I mean, a few weeks ago, I got a call from Delilah. We're so sorry. You have a reservation tomorrow night. We have to cancel it. Shockingly, they're like, you can have 20% off when you come in. I'm like, oh, well, that's nice of you. You know, whatever, we're closed for a private party. We go in the next week, we find out Lionel Richie shut the whole place down for a party. You know, I mean, like, people will film here, but I agree with you. I agree with you. It's not so easy. I don't think we're going to see NECA, and I don't think we're going to see Robin, and I don't think losing two is enough. I think someone else is going to have to go.
You know, I think they're going to try to look for somebody in Baltimore that's rich.
Is it who's going to go though? Besides that, the professor? I don't know.
Oh, who's leaving? NECA's out and Robin's out.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
don't you think we need a third person to be gone?
Well, Huger's definitely coming back. They love Giselle. They love Darby. So there's three.
Still, I
Who
mean, they're
else?
not going to get rid of Candy Gal.
They're not getting rid of Candy Gal.
The professor? Is it time for the professor?
I think Candy Gal needs an ally,
Are you
and so.
sure they're never going to get rid of like Giselle or Ashley? Are you sure they're never going to get rid of Ashley? Are you sure maybe the
I
day
think
might come?
Ashley will leave on her own. I think Ashley,
Well, guess what?
if Ashley could do something else, she would definitely do something else.
I want
But
to
I
offer some career advice to Ashley. Don't leave on your own, sweetheart. Don't.
I think she's
Just
smart
don't.
enough. Maybe, I think she's smart enough to know. Like, unless
Don't
she
tell
came
her.
into a lot of money, I think she's smart enough to just like keep working it until they say it's time. They've got a problem, I think, in Potomac. I really do, because I'm even trying to think of, the only sort of famous people that live there are Linda Carter. She would have been good. Her husband died, but she's not in the age demographic. She was, of
Way
course,
too old. I mean, no offense to her, but
way too old. I'm trying to think of even former politicians that are interesting,
boring.
but they're boring. Like, they're not going to cause drama. I don't know. I mean, it's like they almost have to find this wealthy Baltimore. I don't know. I think that's going to be hard to do.
I think we need to pause a bunch of the series. And
And
by the
it's funny,
way, where is
messier.
Atlanta? Where's Atlanta? I mean, like, we still don't have things solved in Atlanta.
Oh, that's going
What
to
is
take.
Candace talking about when she says she has, what is Candace? She's weighed in on the NeNe and Porsches. Hasn't Candace come out and said Candy Gal? Also, did you see this that Chris Bassett's spoken up in defense of Candace? Someone's coming after her because
Well,
she
what are they
said
coming
she.
after her about? I saw the clip too, where she's not sure she wants to have light-skinned children. Are they coming after? Is
Correct.
defending her about that?
Yes. And
And it was
Chris is like, that's fine.
all right. Well, I mean, I'm sure people have that conversation, in real life. I mean,
By
if
the
you're in a relationship,
way, sorry, I
yeah.
didn't mean to cut you off. That is important. You have to have that discussion. Apparently, Eagle Eye fans had this just in from last week. Fans have spotted Kim Richards' name on a sign at the Beverly Hills reunion, sparking rumors Miss Richards Kim was supposed to attend with her sister Kathy. All three sisters would have been on the stage for the first time ever. Kim appeared in several episodes, though throughout the season, though it was Kathy who surprised castmates at the reunion couch. In a screenshot, Kim's name was posted on a sign of a trailer next to Kathy's. It was only shown for a small moment. Ooh, you guys are good. You see everything. I don't even know. I told you I was at Elizabeth Vargas's on air on her podcast. I'm like, what season were you on? 14, 15, 17? I don't know. Fans are now wondering if Kim was supposed to attend the reunion but didn't show up. Other wonders if there was if she was there with Kathy behind the scenes. Oh, this isn't. Oh, here. Oh, I have a picture. There you go, everybody. We have a picture of Kim's name on the door. What do you think
Wow, that would have been really big.
about this, honey?
I think I would have loved to have seen that. I think everybody would love to see those three women on camera. I think they would love it. I think they would love it. I think that's the realest angle they could ever do. However, I think they all are hesitant to do it because they sort of go through these ebbs and flows where they all get along and then they don't get along and they hate each other and they like each other. And I don't know. I mean, we always say if you're going to be on a reality show, the Kardashians are able to stay family because it's not really real anymore. That's how
And
they're able.
because there's so many of them, you know what I mean? Like when your day is off, they have the others pick up the ball. You know what I mean?
But I think those girls, because Rob's out,
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin's out. I think they all understand the assignment. I think Kathy and Kim and Kyle, what's so great is that it's actually genuine, but they get upset, they get genuinely hurt, and Kathy,
Can't we
I'm
just
sure.
have a nice little scripted light bite show with the three sisters? like Kardashians, like just light and bright, and will never deal with anything so real, you know?
Yeah, why not? I'm sure they're talking to producers all different ways, but we would love a Kim Richards back. And again, I always say it, I don't know Kim Richards personally, but I would hope that her sobriety, she's been sober now a few years. Hopefully that's more important than anything else. But at the same time, do we want to see sober people on air?
You know, well, a lot of the fans have come for Lindsay Hubbard because she said, "You reminded me of Cocaine Carl last night." And Carl is sober. So there's somebody sober. Lala. Kennedy.
Everybody's sober on Vanderpump. I mean, is there two or three more seasons of all of them being sober?
If what we think happened at the reunion, if Ariana eviscerates Lala, and now first Tom Sandoval saves the show. Now, two seasons later, Ariana is saving the show because she's eviscerating Lala. I think Ariana eviscerating Lala going psycho like she often does when someone comes for her. And then Lala, I think Ariana and Katie versus everyone. If Sandoval could be back in with Sheena and Lala and Schwartzy, and it's those three versus Ariana and Katie, and God only knows James could be in the middle with Allie. That's a more interesting season. And we can't talk about the outs of Tom Sandoval next year. It's got to be the outs of Katie and Ariana. And that could be led by Lala. So Ariana Maddox, if you eviscerated Lala at the reunion for real, then you just, I think, bought the whole show another season, right?
Yeah, I think you have to have that. So
this train ain't going down. Somebody over there, producer, is going to tap somebody on the shoulder and say, as we wrap up this reunion, let me explain to you how we're going to start going into next season. And guess what? If we have eviscerating this and eviscerating that and tensions are running high, guess what? We're starting to film right away, girl, right away. As soon as it's over in May. And you know what the thing is? Like, when you know you're coming back and you know you have your job, like, we had this huge pause with Jersey, you know, and it's coming out. We filmed it, but we held it. I mean, it's you still feel it if you're like the Sage. You know my friend the Sage. Some refer to her as Miss Justice. She lives in Englewood. I wish her well. But like, if you were waiting for a paycheck, Teresa loves, that animal. That animal, she loves money, that animal. But I love money too. But when you're waiting for your paycheck, you know, if we space it out enough, you're getting one check. You're getting $1 million a year versus the two. Like, you do feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you have your job, you keep your job. But if you're now shooting once a year versus twice, you are making half the salary technically. So I have a weird feeling Vanderpump Rules might be like Salt Lake and Beverly Hills on a very short list of shows that is now picking up filming pretty much right when we stop. I bet you Lala and Ariana saved this, but really Ariana. So thank you, Miss Maddox. Thanks for taking a break from Chicago to come and film the reunion.
And all that jazz.
What a great little show. Classic Broadway show.
Have you gone to see it yet? Are you going to see it?
I saw it with the one, the only Girardi, Jane, Erica. I saw it with Erica.
And all that jazz.
Let me tell you, Erica, for a non-trained Broadway professional, kept up well. She kept up well, that Erica. I'm going to be doing the RHONJ recaps on Patreon only.
Going to be huge.
What do you think? That's so lovely of you to wish me that success. Thank you.
What do you make of are you into it all, the drama with Heather Dubrow and Dylan Mulvaney? And I think, isn't it Dylan Mulvaney's she came out with a song, right, about being a girl or something, and
music video? And yeah, you know, people are just, they're not happy with Miss Dubrow. They're like, they've left lots of derogatory comments about this video. That Dylan, man, she upsets the masses. Now, here's what I want to know. I mean, I don't want to start no trouble. Not that I give a shit.
Oh, but started. Did you tell me? Come on.
I just wonder, where is the Dodd Rick? What the hell is Rick's last name again? I forgot. I mean, sorry, Rick. It's been so long since we spoke.
Callie Dodd and Rick Leventhal?
Leventhal, there you go. How could I forget that? Some say vodka, some say such a fast-paced charm life. I say I'm a little scared at what goes out of my memory, and it's a cause for some concern. But Rick Leventhal and Kelly Dodd, what do they think about Miss Dubrow in Dylan's video?
It's on their Daily Smash. They feel like Heather's mentally ill, and so is Dylan. And they did a whole thing on their stories about it, and they had a lot to say. And they said famous commentator thought Heather Dubrow was a drag queen in the video.
I don't know what upsets everybody about Dylan so much, but I'm not getting into politics, but it doesn't upset me. Everyone thinks I'm so conservative. Fiscally, of course. I mean,
you're a big trans rights activist.
I'm a big like human rights activist. I don't care what you do in your spare time. I don't care. I accept everyone. Now, how the country is currently being run in the current state of America, I don't know if anyone's been in Chicago or Atlanta or, you know, New York or LA or any of the inner cities lately, but we're a weak country these days. Sarah's like, you're going to get us canceled.
Please. Do you think I give two fucks?
You got your next thing coming in here?
I got to go to this interview. Otherwise, I would share all my thoughts on why people hate Dylan Mulvaney. Anyway, whatever. We'll see.
Something happened and took away from, like, I got it.
People just feel like she is, I think, people don't feel like it's sincere, I think, is the thing. Jenner is a woman. Okay. Caitlyn Jenner is a woman.
Correct.
People feel that Dylan Mulvaney is a fame whore who did multiple things prior to the transition. And now this is like the latest thing. I'm not saying that's my opinion, but that is why people hate her so much, because it's like, okay, bitch, now you're trying to steal thunder from women. I don't know if she's even well-liked in the trans community, because I think people think she's a fame. I have to admit, I think she's a little.
Let me look up.
I don't care who you are, but I do think she's getting to the point now. It's like, she's a fame whore. And I am too. If I could stay up past 9 o'clock.
But I hate thirst. I don't like thirst.
I think she's starting to feel thirsty, don't you think?
Well, let me look into this, Miss Mulvaney. Okay, but by the way, next time you have to go for dinner, we got to talk about, shout out to Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom. Welcome to the game. They have a podcast. So, girl, you go do your big interview. Sarah's
Bye.
Gone
I
places.
Love you. They're waiting.
Love
yes,
you.
Totally.
Bye. She's got a big interview, guys. She left us. So everybody leaves us. At the end of the day, it's just going to be just David and all of you. I love you all. What am I saying? I will talk to you all later. We love Sarah. I don't say nothing here after she signs off that I don't say to her face. Don't try to make any trouble. Love you all. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.